go. There's your triple shot of black metal for the morning. That was Gru with Ascending the Necrolith off of Lo, the Curse of the World Cometh.
Yeah.
Before that was Obsidian Tongue with Hyperdimensional Blood Lotus off of Volume 1, Subradiant Architecture. And then we kicked off that set with Noxzah.
Noxzah, the German vampire.
With Black Offerings off the Path of the Impure.
As you know, a Noxair is a person who's died of unusual circumstances and they come back as a vampire to eat their family.
Logically.
Also, what they do is they can turn into a pig and then they ring the bell of the church and that brings death upon all who hear. You can only kill a Noxair by putting a coin in its mouth and cutting its head off. See it on the Sci-Fi Channel.
See, you learn the survival techniques on Brutal Brunch.
That's how you're going to get away. It's not a Dragoor, so you can't kill it with magic. Dragoors are magic.
And you've heard this on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Midford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You can still call in if you'd like, 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636, or 781-350-3264. And I believe you have a special bed for this week's edition of Brutal or Not Brutal, right?
Guess what?
Ooh, let's get drinking!
Here's the story that I wanted to talk about. A wedding in Punta Gorda, Florida. This is Blinded Texas by Wasp in the background because Wasp is amazing. Unraveled into chaos when maid of honor Amanda Willis, 23, drank a whole entire bottle of Fireball within the first hour of the reception. I think we've all been there. I accidentally had a bunch of Fireball at a reception. No good. That's not true. I don't like Fireball. It's got an antifreeze in it. Within the first hour of the reception, it turned drunk and violent. After Willis... Okay, so first of all, then she... So she got hammered on Fireball, ran up to the best man, stole his car keys out of his pocket, got into his car, tried to run him over. Then they wrestled her out of the car, and then she, like, wrestled her way away, grabbed a bottle of Captain Morgan, started pounding that, too. And then the cops had to arrest her. And
this was her ninth arrest?
Her ninth arrest. She's 23. I didn't realize how young she was.
She and the bride are no longer friends.
No longer friends. And we didn't see the toast. What do you think, though? It's pretty brutal. She's like Vince Nielsen. I'm just going to let this song play out, and then we can go to the next story.
Texas was killed by the barrel.
Anyway.
Oh.
Punta Gorda, Florida. Nope. Back?
Nope. We got it. That's the end of that song now.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Hey, Texas!
I'm just kidding.
Refusing to die. Let's go with your boy.
Yeah.
And my boy, John Lewis.
Yeah.
Calling Trump an illegitimate president.
I mean,
and refusing to attend the inauguration. And since then,
good.
Due to Trump's reaction, I think, too, more and more congresspeople are backing out of the inauguration.
Yeah, no, it's brutal.
This is like...
It's brutal on a number of levels. It's brutal in that...
John Lewis is brutal.
John Lewis...
John Trump is not brutal.
He's a bad dude. But like conceptually, right? You can't even talk to Trump. Like, you can't... There's no debating with this man. Like, just... Just walk out. Like walking out is the only reasonable option.
So-called press conference. Yeah. Walk it. Not walking out, not giving a platform.
No.
But your boys from 3 Doors Down are all about him.
Are they?
They're playing the inauguration. They proudly volunteered along with your boy Toby Keith.
Look. Toby Keith. It is what it is. I got a fried bologna sandwich at the I Love This Bar or whatever. Very good. But I mean, like, yeah, no. No. Trump's ridiculous. But...
Catherine Clack not attending local representation.
That's good. I don't know what you're supposed to do. Like, what are you supposed to do? What are we going to do for the next 4 years? I guess we'll be fine. I don't know. Whatever. Like, it'll be a 4-year presidency.
Me and you will be fine.
I'll be
in
fine.
In theory.
Theoretically. If it's not a nuclear winter.
Nuclear holocaust.
So.
Zeph is right in with our black metal theme.
Then he got
right
peed now. On.
Trump got peed on. Pee-pee.
But no, technically that... Is an additional rumor that's not wouldn't even be true.
Didn't huh?
That's
true.
The story's even the unsubstantiated rumor is actually better because he just watched it. It didn't happen to him,
ooh.
And it was because supposedly I can't remember where I was reading this now.
extreme eroticism.
Oh boy, we're getting pinged here. Not to talk about this.
The man is trying to shut us down. I'm turning this.
He went to the room where Michelle and Barack were stayed apparently, and hired the hookers to do that to desecrate the bed they were in.
Why? What is that? That's obviously like a BuzzFeed story or whatever.
Like. That was like, I guess part of the spy's report or whatever.
I love it.
The spy who brought down your boy Sepp Blatter, by the way. So you gotta believe what this guy comes up with.
That's true.
He took down one of the most powerful international organizations of the world, or at least the most corrupt of the corrupt in that organization.
True. Also, but soccer. I'm making the who cares face.
Just speaking about who cares, yeah.
Soccer.
Waste your time. I was watching Hockey Night in Canada last night while you other pinheads were watching some gladiatorial nonsense.
That's right.
Wasting your time.
That's not true. I was watching the 2007 Royal Rumble.
Can't argue about that then. Also, speaking of babies,
yeah.
I didn't even have this written down, but that made me
think of this.
Your boy Dana White.
What's he crying about?
Good Meryl Streep.
You know what? I gotta be honest. I didn't see the Meryl Streep speech because who watches the Golden Globes? But I've been so busy I couldn't even check the news. And when I was driving home from work, it was so late, and I was just flipping through the channels, and there's a UFC talk show that was on, and they were all salty, "Well, I'm gonna tell you something about Meryl Streep." I'm like, did Meryl Streep just go on about the UFC? I don't even understand.
It's just unbelievable to me how thin-skinned, how you can't, obviously.
How are you thin-skinned in a tough guy?
I'm occasionally an MMA fan, but it's
I like it.
If sometimes. Somebody makes a joke, I can chuckle along with that. Same thing with these people, you look at people get all offended by white people jokes and stuff. What the hell is going on?
That is brushing
Why
off,
can
man.
Anyone take a joke
me.
Anymore? And this isn't even gross jokes. These are lighthearted passing jokes.
This is your grandma saying, "I don't like UFC." I'm like, "I agree, grandma. I don't like it." I mean, that's fine.
These supposedly hardos can't take a damn joke because it's a challenge to the masculinity.
Well, Dana White
which is probably
is.
Why they're in MMA to begin with.
I don't know. He seems thin-skinned. He gets mad.
He's awful.
But
he's
that's part of his human being. But isn't that part of his quote-unquote appeal? His I'm a brash guy, and I'll say whatever.
The Trump fans, yes. He spoke for Trump.
Yeah.
But that type of person he's appealing to, I see him. I want to slap him in the face.
Mm.
But I'm like, you suck.
More importantly, Mike Goldberg retiring. Who are they going to replace him with?
Wasn't he forced to retire because he was terrible at his job?
I don't mean he doesn't.
And would call fights before they ended?
He doesn't know the moves. That's why Joe Rogan's there. Tell him what the moves are.
Joe Rogan, what a bonehead.
How dare you?
He's quite intelligent.
Now there's going to be a fight.
He's legit. I'll give him credit. He knows MMA.
He knows what he's talking
about. He knows MMA. But he also thinks that you should eat an all-meat diet.
He doesn't say that. I mean, you know what? He does say that. I'm sorry.
We have gone down quite the tangent here. Thanks to Mr. John Lewis.
Guys, Bulletproof Coffee. Yeah, John Lewis, first of all, I agree.
Bulletproof Coffee. Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I went to a...
It's delicious.
Have you even had it?
I had it once when I was doing CrossFit.
God. But yeah, I went to a... and I know that. I mean, I'm not an elite marathon runner.
It's delicious.
Who runs,
it's fine. It's just
250 marathons. But no, I went... So, I don't know. Again, this just got... I don't even care what people... we're not even allowed in the studio, but we got it anyway. I'm going to say whatever the hell I want. But so the BAA puts on these clinics leading up to the marathon. And they had a nutrition one. So I was like, I'll go. Even though most you go to the marathon expos, the nutrition talks usually all the same. And don't add. It's eat carbs.
Eat a bunch of spaghetti.
So they had an elite, and I'll give her credit, she is a legit runner, phenomenal runner. But she's not a dietitian, and she gave the talk. Basically based on her own personal experience, and was essentially her advice boiled down to, for breakfast you should have bulletproof coffee, and eat keto twice a week after your easy workouts. Ketogenic diet is all fat and protein to convert your body to unnaturally burn fat for energy.
Yes.
Has no proof that it's good for you or actually helps you.
Anybody who touts it
It's a temporary sample size of one. Everyone's LeBron is keto. It's no, he did it for 30 days.
Yeah, no.
But anyway, I'm babbling here, but Bulletproof Coffee, you brought Bulletproof Coffee. I was wait a minute, you just told me you the BAA sponsored a clinic to tell you to drink Bulletproof Coffee, basically. And it's this is bizarre.
Well, there was that guy, Bulletproof guy, or whatever.
Who invented it. Because he went to the mountains.
I can't think of his name. He was Bulletproof Executive, whatever. It was his whole branded thing.
Because the coffee, I think, is branded.
It was the coffee was branded. But then he was I work out 1 hour a year, and I'm shredded, and blah, blah, blah. And people were yep, that's how you do it. But I will say, isn't it a thing, if you're in a Say you're like a sheep herder or something up in like a high mountain area. Wouldn't you have like a lot of fat for breakfast?
That's because naturally. Just
you're naturally what occurs in
like
your diet.
There's the Nordic like diet. And like the, yeah. The Inuit have high fat diets because
fat.
That's what they have. And like they can still be in shape or their bodies adapt to it. And
yeah.
There's different diets in different parts of the world. That doesn't mean like.
No, I think I want to be an Inuit now. I just want to eat fat and seals. Delicious.
Yeah, it's. Anyway, don't drink bulletproof coffee. It's nonsense.
It tastes good.
I asked the dietitian the next day. I was like, what are your thoughts on bulletproof coffee? And she literally just laughed and like walked away.
Well, you're not going to put the correct amount.
That's exactly what I thought.
You have to put the correct amount of MCT oil in it, Matt. Cheese.
And the butter.
God. The butter. You had that Kerrygold butter and you put it in there. You go, delicious.
Where are we? We talked about Tool already.
I don't
Let's
know.
Skip that. How about this for Brutal Not Brutal?
Yeah.
On Friday the 13th, Finnair, of course it's Finnair, Flight 666,
hell yeah,
landed safely in Hell, Woo! H-A-L, Helsinki, on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
That's pretty brutal.
I'm drawing pentagrams all over the walls.
We should have been on that flight.
That was like the live Flight 666 album with Iron Maiden, where they just like, he'd like fly a plane. Bruce Dickinson would get in his jet, fly the reporters to the next thing, do a show, get in back in the jet, fly him to the
That's
show.
What Offspring did for the Warped Tour a few years ago.
So crazy. That guy's a robot. He never gets tired.
So, yeah, I guess that's Brutal Not Brutal. Anything else you want to discuss for Brutal Not Brutal?
No.
Because I don't want to talk about your nonsense NFL BS.
The NFL's Patriots won. USA. USA. No, I think we're good. I think we covered all the important stories this week.
Hey.
Most important is that crazy lady in Florida.
That
Man,
was
stay safe
story.
Out there. Don't drink
don't
two
do
bottles
that.
Of liquor and drive a car.
Don't go to Florida.
Holy moly.
So yeah, do you want to announce your song now?
Let's do it. We did a lot of black metal today so far, but let's get a little more modern, or not modern. Modern sounding, I guess, this new Def Heaven like.
Oh yeah, your hipster black metal.
Hipster black metal. This is The Golden Number by Ghost Bath. Ghost Bath, another like single person band. And I think for a while he was trying to, I think they're from like Michigan, but he was trying to say that he was from Japan. Like he didn't want anyone to know who he was, so they would put out albums with like Japanese stuff on the back to be like, oh, must be a Japanese band. And then he's like, no, this is a guy from Michigan. Here we go. Gold Number, Ghost Bath, great song. Like uplifting, kind of an uplifting black metal song.
Do you have it?
I have
it. All right. Fire it off whenever you're ready.
I will tell you when it's ready. I will thumbs up.
Again, you have some time to get back in the mood for black metal.
Yeah, get back in the mood. I know we kind of went off the rails there. We started talking about Dana White.
he's the opposite of black metal.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Ghost Bath, Gold Number, MFO.
There it is.
We'll be right back.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Red
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three
she's
lights
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
you later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard the latest from Eyes of Lilith. That was Trophy Sun. Before that was Vane with Ideation Self-Destruct off of their split with Dot Gift from God. Get it? Instead of Gift from God.
No, I get
from
it.
God.
GIF.
GIF.
GIF. That's how they pronounce
it. We say GIF here.
Okay, GIF. Nakzir.
I believe before that we had Ghost Bath.
Yeah, we did.
That was a mass black metal song of the week, even though we had three other black metal songs before that.
Whatever.
But that was
good.
Golden Number off
People
of Moon Lover. We got one more song to get to before that. Anything else you wanted to get to this weekend before we might not be here next weekend?
Big MLK Day plans tomorrow for you, Matt. I heard you're going to go get a massage and you're going to go watch the Bye Bye Man. This looks like crap. You're just dedicated. You're just like, man.
Watched 80 horror movies last year.
Just
I was
going to
talk about those at the show that year in show, but it never happened.
Well, you watched 80 horror movies, but I watched your favorite horror movie, and I just had to watch one.
That's right.
I don't have to go through all the other movies. I just watched Green Room.
Unlike my nephew who watched one, and it was Siren, which I ranked in like the 50s or something. They should have left that VHS short alone.
Leave it alone. Yeah. I think I saw part of that actually on TV, like on like HBO or something. Is that possible?
Could have been. It was like
I feel like I flipped by and was like, the girl from that short.
Yeah.
And then I kept going.
Amateur night. So we don't know if we'll be back next week. So just stay tuned
stay
to Facebook.
Tuned.
Brutal Brunch Radio on Facebook.
We'll get in.
Brutal Brunch on Twitter.
You can't stop the truth.
That's true. 300% truth and black metal.
That's
brutality.
True. Yeah.
I guess that's it. We got one more song. We got a demo cut that was released on Christmas Eve.
Very excited
from
for
your
this.
Boys in Lich King.
They are.
And I guess we'll play it now for you. And
so good to be back.
We'll be back at some point. This was our first show of the year, and we'll let you know when we're back next.
So when the song comes on, I'm gonna windmill kick Matt in the head though. I'm just gonna get too
that's
hyped.
All you can do when you hear Lich King. So
too psyched.
Here you go. It's called Cut the Shit. It's Lich King. Brand new stuff from them on Brutal Brunch. WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Streaming live on WMFO.org.
Durr.
you, baby. The roses were red, and it's true. I wanna let you know now, it's been a while since I saw you. To white now, and every shade in between.
Chipmunks love to eat.
Who's hungry?
But even though you can't see or smell it, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
That's not good.
On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps.
We got this. This will be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash your hands and surfaces often.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Separate. Keep raw meats, poultry, and seafood separate from ready-to-eat foods.
Watch and learn, my friends.
Cook. Make sure an adult uses a thermometer to cook meat, poultry, and seafood to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate promptly and pack your lunch with a freezer pack or ice.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve!
Keep your family safe and check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
This is awesome!
Beautiful. see. Everything I hope for, you're everything I need. You are so beautiful to me.
Your ghost, then I'm done, done. All of the next one, done, done. Children deny their candy.